What makes people all over America break down and cry like this? Call 1-900-9099-CRY and hear it for yourself. $2 for the first minute, 45 cents each additional minute. If you're under 18, ask your parents before you call. 1-900-9099-CRY.
What? I'm calling it now. It is January 1991. Sears is closing down its McDonald's Kids apparel stores, McKids. Apparently, your little nuggets weren't all that happy to be dressed like Grimace. The New York Times style section has a mind-blowing solve for your overstuffed closet. Use a coat rack or a ladder. Don't know why it doesn't mention a solo flex or the backs of every chair around your kitchen table. Maybe it was a space issue. But you don't care too much about all of that because... Ooh-coo, you know, absolutely nobody at those new school. Please don't know what to go to. Damn it. Please, the new word to talk is to tomb consumer. Good thing nobody seems to mind when we want to stay in your room all day and night. So, maybe your favorite magazine has something to do. Look!
I'm gonna call the cry hotline.
Look, make a new hot food. Yes, it's time to...
Listen to Susu.
Oh my god! This has got to end. I can't take it anymore.
I don't quite understand because I think we established last week it was like the place names that are all O's because of it.
Yeah. Listen.
But then you made us do Loosen to Susu.
We had to Loosen to Susu.
That's part of the bit.
When we examine ancient texts, we can come up with different interpretations, Steve.
Yeah. It's a Sanskrit all over again.
It's how we got shoom-poo.
Was that story that you, was it good? Did you translate it and figure out what they were saying?
I stopped listening because I think I had a stroke.
Yeah, I had a couple strokes as well. Well, it'll be this interesting solve for the Reddit people.
Yes.
Hi.
Oh, my gosh.
Everybody.
Hello. What happens when you call 1-909-909-CRY? What happens?
Well, first of all, that's real. It was a 90s hotline that you can call for $2 a minute, and you hear sad stories that are going to make you cry.
Jeez.
There was a comment on it from somebody who actually called it back in the day, and he said they were listening to stories about a woman whose child died, and then it's supposed to make you cry, but everybody who was on the line, they laughed at it, and they didn't call back.
Yeah, there's a boing boing story. I've never heard of this before either.
Why would you call it?
Because you want to make yourself cry.
Yeah, but I mean, if
why do we listen to This American Life? Why do we do it?
Well,
I'm watching Oscar shorts this morning. I'm just crying.
All right, maybe it's for Pam then. Maybe they should bring it back. Make some of that bona fide money.
In my boohoo tune, I need it.
But yeah, it's real, and you call it, and it's supposed to make you cry, but it's just like stupid, sad stories from people.
We don't know if they're stupid. We also don't know if they're real, of course.
I'm sure they're not real, and therefore they are stupid.
Well, shall we get into the episode?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our January 1991 cover girl is, of course, our newest, sassiest girl in America, Hannah Lord. We get a different shot of her on the inset with about face where we see her whole outfit, which is silvery jean jacket, black leggings, and then the ugly LA Gear shoes that are part of the prize. And jacket, legging, black leggings, and shoes, barely an outfit. And yet, I feel like that's the only way to make those shoes both the showcase of the look and somewhat acceptable. Purple is probably the least offensive color that they came in. Not jealous of her hair then. Definitely am now. This is what I'm always trying to go for.
I get this.
Yeah, she's cute. And that's Hannah, and we'll, I think, never hear about her again, unlike Ian Svenonius, who, like, basically has a column every month. Like, then he went to the store. Like, no one cares. Our first fashion feature is called Slowly Fade to Pale. It's part of this issue's and the next several issues ongoing campaign to make you dress like a marshmallow peep. All pastel outfits. And Dave had a note about the process that they used to print these photos. So Dave, tell us, educate us.
These photos, what we call cross-processed photos, and probably actually was back in the day, because these are actually shot on film. You just go into the dark room, and instead of using the right set of chemicals for your type of film, use a different set of chemicals. So you use like slide chemicals for photos and then photo chemicals for your slides, and it reacts differently and changes it to these colors. So if you ever see, like, you'll see like green blue photos that like look vintage, or like pinky orangey ones, they're all traits of cross processing. So none of the colors in this whole series of photos is accurate. So they're saying like, this is pink, and you're looking at us like, dude, that looks pretty green to me.
Right.
That's why they did this. I mean, once again, it's bad enough when they make a colorful photo shoot black and white and grainy for whatever artistic reasons.
Yep.
You know, at least you can imagine it. But this one, like, they're actually saying, well, this is, you know, pink. And it's like, well, it looks like purple at best, and kind of going towards green or something like that. So that's why, because they made a stylistic decision to cross process these, but to the detriment of any sense of what color we're actually seeing.
Right. But the bright yellow still stay yellow. That's just how cross processing works.
Yeah, it affects some colors more than others, but that's not the yellow that actually was. Like, that it's also changed. Like, sure, it might be yellow, but it might be day glow yellow, you know, in the actual white. I mean, I couldn't tell you. Look at the sky. Like, the sky is not that color, right? The sky is.
I don't know if you've been to LA lately.
Well, sure.
It's been all of these colors.
Yeah, the sky isn't usually ochre.
Yeah. I mean, the very first shot of the spread on page 42, it says, like, she's, like you said, Dave, she's in a pink turtleneck and a pistachio trench coat. And they basically look like different shades of the same color because of how this is processed. So, yeah, what a dumb decision to do with a whole story that's supposedly about good mood clothes for winter in colors that hint, not holler. Like, I don't know if you say so. This this is worse than the dress from Twitter years ago in terms of no one is seeing what you're telling us this is. And I feel crazy.
I didn't pull it out, but now that I see it differently on page 45, that girl is definitely getting crapped on. She's just standing under so many birds that look like they're like, this is going to be great. Pete, come over here.
Yeah.
Poop right on her open eyes. It's very dangerous.
Yeah. Well, that was a nice baby doll dress once.
Right. Yes. Our next feature is called Cataloged. Look, catalogs still come in the mail, but they don't hold the power that they used to. Where did your mom keep her catalogs, Tara?
I don't remember her keeping her catalogs or getting very many. She was not really a catalog shopper, so this one doesn't apply to me. I mean, the Sears Wish Book, obviously a different situation, and we pored over that. But I don't remember it having any kind of place of honor.
We had service merchandise and L.L. Bean and whatever. I was so many catalogs all the way to that when I didn't know Sundance was a film festival. It was this catalog that came in of like turquoise jewelry and sweaters. Mm-hmm. But what's funny about this is it starts with a J. Peterman outfit. And I did not know that J. Peterman was a real thing. Thought it was a Seinfeld invention. Definitely not a New Yorker. But anyway, this is a run of clothes that you can buy in catalogs. That's funny because aren't they always trying to make models look like they're not doing catalog shoots? And then here we are doing one for a magazine.
That's funny. this is very commercial. All of these poses, I would say. And they've already done it. They've done the version of this before a couple of years ago because that also had crazy poses. There was a girl with a jumping off a curb or something.
Oh, right.
I don't remember all the details, but that was another catalog fashion story where poses were extremely unnatural. So maybe that's the idea.
Yeah.
Page 58. Get down, Mr. President. She's got a gun. I mean, it might just be a Charlie's Angels gun, but still, she's a clear and present danger.
Yeah. Marsha is our model in this one. And I don't care what you say. She's cute. She's killing it. Every single pose, she's looking great. Even when the clothes are, what did they put on her this time? She's pulling off aspirational. Yeah. On page 59, this is a dream Pam outfit if I were in Mad Men. This is like, she's wearing tights. She's wearing hot, like, I think they're corduroy hot pants.
Mm-hmm.
And then a cardigan, like a long cardigan and a sweater under that cardigan, probably mm-hmm. a vest. Who knows? These are just a variety of things I couldn't wear. Tights and then little mint booties. I don't.
Yeah, you know how they were always wearing hot pants to the office in Mad Men?
I would. I would.
That's true. You would.
That's why I keep getting hired. Little bit Peggy, little bit Joan. Mm-hmm. This is even this wig. I love all of it. It's a cute little outfit. Mm-hmm. And then on page 60, they've put her in a giant cape, like a artist's smock situation. Oh, well, it's got buttons down the front, so I don't know.
Yeah, it looks like a nightie.
Yeah, and a dumb hat and some indoor shoes. Those are indoor shoes.
They are. I think they're what I'm wearing right now that you gave me for Christmas.
Yeah, I was like, oh, Kirk's staying in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know. This is how you address me, page 61? These shorterolls?
Yes! The shorterolls, the tights, the boots, the stripes, the jacket. This is like, I mean, you don't have to do this today, but when I think uh-huh. about early Television Without Pity days, like you were a New Yorker that I would see in Las Vegas, we're going to see a dance movie. This was, you would totally wear this.
All those timelines are mixed up.
I know. This is it. That's what I'm saying. Like, this is, if you, this is a Tara to me.
Wow. I mean, it's nice that you think of me as like early Friends run Jennifer Aniston, but I could never pull off shorterolls, boobs. Are you kidding me?
I don't know.
No way.
That's what the jacket's for. I think the whole thing would be very cute.
All right.
There's so much going on in that outfit, though. None of it goes with any other part of it, really.
Mm, I love it.
She's got like motorcycle club jacket. Mm-hmm. French mime shirt.
Yeah.
Working down on the farm overalls, white mm-hmm. stockings. It's mm-hmm. all very confusing.
Natalie Portman could wear this.
For sure. Yes. She could wear anything. She'd wear a garbage bag and probably has. At this time, I definitely was wearing cutoff jeans over tights. Mm. Sorry. But yeah, no, I wouldn't have attempted this. But page 62, the square dance look. Oh my.
Yeah, this is how I dress Dave.
Mm-hmm.
Just so we'd have to talk about the fluvogs. Yes.
The rest of it looks relatively comfortable mm-hmm. as long as it's not too cool outside.
Yeah.
I do enjoy how she seems to be putting her head back on her neck in the photos.
Yes.
Just about to crack it back into the correct orientation.
Yeah, like the Elizabethan ghost in Ghosts.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Page 63, our last page of this spread, she's in a shorter wig, little cardigan, white button down, looks like, and then tight cigarette pants and boots. And this is fully outtake from a Beatles album cover shoot. This mm-hmm. is adorable. Reads very Beatles to me.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's not a knock. I kind of like it. Our next fashion feature on page 68 is keepers.
Keepers.
The idea here
keepers
is...
keepers for keeping.
Denim jackets build in the style, take the punishment, and last forever. That's what makes them...
keepers.
That's right.
Ooh.
So this is all denim jackets. Pretty good idea for a spread, considering how much variety there is in that garment. So I approve. I don't approve of every jacket. I approve of the concept.
I wish they were all in color, because mm-hmm. these fringy nightmares and these paisley ones are probably even worse.
Yeah.
So I'd like to see how bad this paisley top with the polka dot bottom situation is.
There's no worse combination, no worse pairing than a jean jacket with leather bits. Like those brown, like cheap utility boot style leather. And the fringe is usually made of something like that. Mm-hmm. Those colors, those textures are not friends.
And those fringes are always kind of stinky and mm-hmm. they get stained and then they feel terrible on anything that they touch.
They get wet and they never get unwet somehow.
That's right.
They're like the top of a Birkenstock sole after like a couple of years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was pleased to flash back to, this was definitely my bongo jacket that I had that she's wearing on the bottom two squares. I mm-hmm. recognize the little angles at the bottom and the two buttons and the way that so those pockets are shaped just for scissors. It's the only thing you could fit in the front pockets. Do you see how they angle into a V?
What about a tiny dunce hat?
Yeah, it was. Mm-hmm. Yes, and so you open it for you pry that button off, which you could see they didn't even rebutton it because it
what
was.
About a wedge of cheese?
Actual battle. You could put a wedge of cheese. You could put a wedge of cheese. Couldn't put like a pencil or anything in there because you'd find it would get stuck under that big
what about
giant
a
button.
Collapsed fan.
One key.
You could
yes, one fainting fan.
You could put a compass from your geography set in there if you
open or
to.
Closed.
Yep,
that's mm-hmm. true.
It would,
that's true.
Where you might hurt you? Yourself taking it out,
but. How often are you putting things in the pocket of your jean jacket?
Are we done naming triangle things?
That's a personal question. But first of all, maybe a little tampon. But as you can see, there's no like side pockets for your hands to jam into. And so what you had were just the inside pockets, and they were kind of flappy. So something could fall out when you took off your jacket. As you can see, you have to cuddle yourself in it all the time just to wear a jacket in the hallway normally.
Sure.
So you don't want stuff in those pockets.
I don't think I've ever had a jean jacket that had side pockets.
Well, yeah. I feel like the one underneath in the, with the bandanas all around has it when I'm looking at that cut. But they're great. Jackets with pockets are great.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
I'm controversial.
I mean, I'm just saying. Like a jean jacket styled like this, I feel I usually don't have side pockets. The ones that I currently have don't. But
yeah, it's because they're treating your silhouette right. But
so is this pocket, honestly.
Yeah.
Anyway, on page 71, we have a cropped everywhere. They describe it as a dating game motif short sleeve denim jacket. It is, of course, by Esprit. It's like a sort of 60s pop art floral print. In blue, so you know I love it. But it's cropped at the bottom, and also the sleeves are cropped. Like, this would be a cute idea if it was a whole jacket. This feels like a ripoff. It's basically vest plus as opposed to jacket minus in terms of what it's doing for you as a garment.
You gotta be real confident.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or wear, yes. She's really doing a great job in this photo. But yes, like, my gosh, the confidence in your midriff. Mm-hmm.
It's like pull off this one. A Zoom jacket.
Yep.
Wear it on Zoom, it looks like you got the full deal.
Yes, this is the Dickie of jackets.
It's the Dickie.
Where's that catalog? My Zoom clothes. I'm in.
I mean, speaking of catalog, this is a very catalog pose too. And it's the kind of thing where if you see it in a catalog, you're like, I can't buy that because this weird pose means there's something weird about it that they're trying to conceal.
Yeah.
That's right. It's very Delia's.
Big swastika right at the bottom for some reason.
Yeah.
What? Why?
Page 72, we learn other ways to wear a jacket, like a straight jacket. Just this is why you can't have pockets, because you have to tie yourself up in it with it. It's so silly. This jacket, I can tell as we reveal more and more about it, this red and white one, is just a clown jacket on me. Like, I will look Ronald McDonald ready.
Yeah.
In this silly jacket.
Wear that jacket. Tom Waits is behind you telling all his old circus stories.
He looks comfy is why I'm frustrated. This little stripey guy. Right? Yeah. Is it the same one on page 70?
No, I don't think it is. Because that one is like multi-checks. It's multiple different fabric prints. This is a different one, I think, that just happens to be. Does it say it's red and white?
There's so many squares to read about.
Yeah, it doesn't say. Oh, no. Bold blue and white. So this is, again, why...
Oh, it's a different jacket.
Yeah. This is why you don't do your shooting black and white if you're showing off clothes. Let us see what the colors are. So you don't have to guess or read your blurbs.
Taking her blurbs.
There are too many blurbs these days. But on the other hand, I guess you have to make that decision when one of your garments is a fringed jacket and the fringe is red, mustard, and purple fuzzy, which sounds horrible.
Yeah. That's tough.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like there was some sort of snork apocalypse. All the snorks had their antennae ripped off and sewn to a jacket.
Mm-hmm.
RIP snorks.
Feels like a good place to stop.
Yeah. What other podcast are you going to hear the phrase RIP snorks?
That's right. We give you what you want.
Not the snork cast. They're still going strong.
Guys, What Next is back. And guess what's next? Pastels. They're not done. The pastel campaign continues. They even say in the blurb, the pale colored clothes on pages 42 to 47 look great all alone, do they? But come off even better when worn with these head to toe and then some accessories and pastels to match. And they have a sampling, several different shoes, class rings with pastel stones. You can get them in muted tone stones.
They don't seem that pastel.
Jewel tone to me.
To me as well. Mm-hmm. Underwear, which, like, are they accessories, really?
We talk about socks, the underwear photo?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's a pair of, three pairs of underwear, white, baby blue, and pink, and matching socks, and then also a tiny miniature pink teddy bear on top of underwear. Now, are they doing that so that they're trying to cut the sexiness down, but consequentially creep factor way up? What do you think is the editorial decision-making going on here?
Well, I remember...
Wait, one more question. Mm-hmm. When you guys put on underwear, is there a bear present? Is this a girl thing I don't know about?
These are personal questions.
No, because I remember these underwears, and what the issue was is that they had swastikas on the hip, so that's what they're covering up. Just kidding. That's not true.
Swastika fashion.
Fruit of the Loom did not have swastika underwear that I know of. Yeah,
it's really giving off some Lolita vibes, Dave. Yeah. You're right. The bear just pushes it over the lollipop edge here.
Which it already kind of is. Like, to me, pastel is very babyish. So you're already kind of in that zone. The other issue is, you know, some of the things that they're trying to sell you on is makeup. And then they've done the, what is it called? Cross-processing? Mm-hmm. They've done that, I think, on these photos as well. So they're also, they're super dark. And they're like, here's these frosty blue eyeshadow. Like, I can't see anything. Yeah. Her entire eye looks the same color to me, including the whites and the iris. Like, this is not how you show off these products. I feel like by this point in the 90s, we had had our au coton moment and moved on. Like, I don't remember pastels really being a thing at this point.
Pastels are for Easter. That's it.
Yeah.
Beyond that, no applications whatsoever.
Yep.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And babies.
All right.
Pam's. Pam's not subscribing to my Substack. Speaking about Nazi emblems, right?
Well, yeah, I went away for a while. But I also want to tell you, it says the actual title of this was Pastel on, Pastel on, Pastel on, Pastel on, Pastel on, Pastel on. And I don't know why it says that. But the more I saw it, the less sense it made. And it stopped meaning pastels either.
I think it's supposed
to
be a play on pastel on, as in, you know, what medium of art you're doing your pastels on. It's not a really great leap to what they're doing there.
No. We have a feature called Worn Out. Is it even a feature? We have a little page called Worn Out, and set in Los Angeles. Andrea scooted her butt around LA looking for that particular kind of West Coast style. She visited Melrose Avenue and Venice Beach. You get it. This is what she saw. These pictures of young people could be taken today on the streets of Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. Everybody looks exactly the same. We're still wearing this. We're sitting in the same chairs. A lot of these places still exist, other than this vintage clothing store called Aardvark's. That some people are standing in front of in one of them. Two, there's a couple that are featured a couple of times named Angie and Anton, and she just thinks they're the cutest couple. And they're so posed together, giggling, that they look like you could tell me this was Ione Sky and the King Ad Rock if you're far away and blurry. And then when you come in close, I just felt like Tara would be like, no, she went to high school with Ione Sky, and he was a drummer for Faith No More. Just everybody in these pages looks a little famous.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so I decided to look them up.
That's Los Angeles for you.
I guess so. You get inured to it, maybe, because I don't think so now. Mm-hmm. This is but maybe it's just young people also all can look famous when they're in this lovely light,
well,
in this sun.
Yeah. We recently rewatched the 30 Rock episode where TGS is ending and Jenna decides she's going to go to LA and get into movies. And then she gets off her plane and everyone at the airport is extremely hot, including like the janitor. And she's like, shut it down, turns right around and leaves. That's Los Angeles, I feel like.
So we got Angelique here sitting in one of those death trap plastic form chairs of the 90s, the white ones with the four barely there L-shaped legs. And these always are great for about 4 or 5 months. And then you're living in the zone where it could completely collapse, shatter, and splinter on you within 5 seconds. So it is very much not a chair you want to be sitting in. If you find a vintage 90s chair deal, do not sit in it. You will possibly die.
Mm-hmm. I feel like if they get any direct sunlight on them, they start to soften and they like are just melting.
They also break and have a little pinchy sliver that you can't see until you've sat down in them and in a bathing suit, and then you get your butt bit.
Yeah. I pinch. I pinch. Catherine likes to dress differently each day.
Wow.
Good on you, Catherine. What family did you come from? Are you a cartoon where you have to dress the same for every episode of your life? What is going on? She seems like she wants a trophy or something. Catherine could go cram it with walnuts. And there is one photo here that is of leggings and shoes. It also features a tarot reading advertisement that is selling you on deep personal insight, which I would come to expect from a tarot reading. But what if you can get a tarot reading that was just like sold as generalities? Like, you're going to have some good days and some bad days coming up. So says the tarot.
Yeah.
Dinner is going to be fine.
It's a living, says
you.
You
may want
deck.
To fill up your car. Mm-hmm. Your gas might be low. Mm-hmm. Might be full. That's what the sorcerer means.
But it's available in 4 languages. That's pretty good.
Yeah. I kind of missed the, whatever it was, the travel segment they had at the start.
Oh, you know, on the road?
On the road.
Yeah.
This is sort of like it. So is this a one-off or do they keep it around?
Worn out stays. I don't know if it's in every issue, but spoiler alert for, I believe, March. Ooh. On the road is coming back.
Well, it was back for the Reader's Edition, but to see it back for real, that's good, I think. I like that one.
All right. Down in the bottom right, Scotty, 23, sings in a band called Mighty Joe Young. I shaved my head and started wearing hats. He says it's growing back now. And then I was like, wait, what? Wait, why? So Scotty is Scott Weiland. Mighty Joe Young didn't keep that band name for very long. You may know it as Stone Temple Pilots. But before the band was called Stone Temple Pilots, I learned that they had briefly changed the name to Shirley Temple's Pussy.
Okay.
And they were they had gotten a record deal. Everything was happening. They were like, we're Shirley Temple's Pussy. And then just clearly someone in marketing was like, fucking just don't just. And they were like, well, we like the STP part. And oil's cool. So Stone Temple Pilots. And I think it was a great idea. This band was so good.
I recently heard a comic on a podcast who, Lisa Traeger, has a new special on Netflix this week called Night Owl. And she says when they were trying to think of what to call it, she decided she was going to try to do the American Fiction thing and was like, let's call it Dumb Bitch, like just as a joke. And then Netflix came back and were like, we love Dumb Bitch. And she was like, no, we can't call it Dumb Bitch. So it was the same kind of thing, except in reverse.
He's also standing in front of newspaper boxes. Remember newspaper boxes?
Vaguely.
We still have them in our neighborhood.
Really?
Mm-hmm. For what?
Yeah, in front of the shawarma place right next to my house.
For like LA Weekly or whatever it is?
Yeah, LA Weekly and all that stuff. Yeah, it's flyers. And
still got the learning annex over there?
I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, I would guess it's all online now, but I do think so.
Yeah. Huh. I haven't seen one of those in ages.
Yeah, here there's still the Austin Chronicle, but like at HEB, that's just in a stack, like in one of those metal racks.
Right, sure. Yeah. But the ones out in public, do you remember when they first started plopping those around and they didn't even have a door and it was just on the honor system and there's a little coin box welded to the side of it? This is one guy just like walks, just takes 38 Globe and Mails out of it for some reason. Mm-hmm. He's going to go resell them on the dock. I don't know what that was, but some people just like, ooh, something to steal. Yay.
Maybe he was moving. Needed to wrap his glasses.
Then we have Making It. We're making Alice bands, y'all. This is like, get some fabric and you're going to cut it. You're going to make a tube. You're going to sew it. You don't need to do any of this. You don't have to go to the fabric store.
Nope.
Just get your t-shirt. Cut your sleeve, you got an Alice band.
Or if you have tights and you get a run in them, and you will, just cut off a piece that doesn't have a run in it, or just cut off the piece that does have a run in it and turn that on the inside. I had as many of these as I had tights that I got runs in. Every time I had to retire a pair, I would turn it into one of these. And I wore them for so long. I don't know why I stopped.
I think this person's a robot.
Uh-huh.
And their head, you can tell, is about 30% taller than a normal human head because they need room for the electronics. And that's where the Instant Alice band comes in. It's to hide, you know, the interface layer. You lift up the band, there's like a whole bunch of USB-A and C plugs and various dials and stuff for programming the robot here, because I don't think they're human.
Yeah. When we get to About Face, they're going to be trying to sell us wigs, and I'm pretty sure this is one of them.
Oh, yeah.
That is some high hair. But these brows, so thick, they're back. This is the brow of the moment again.
I can't take this brow. When will it end? It's so Margaret Qualley. It's so like you rubbed your dog in the wrong direction. And so it hurts to look at. It looks to me like when you rub an animal in the wrong direction and they're unhappy, like a wet cat, and they're just like, fix that. And it makes my eyebrows hurt to look at spiky, brushed the wrong way, aggressively against the grain brows.
Well, can I ask you a personal question?
Yes, but Dave can't.
Okay. Do you get your brows like done?
No.
Okay.
I did for a very brief time because the lady who did my hair was like, she's right here. She'll wax this. And I was like, I don't think I need it. And then I was right, because all it would do was cause irritation. So these are just what they look like all the time.
Yeah. Mine are natural too. I used to get them done every other week because when I was taking care of myself properly and still getting manicures and pedicures regularly, I would like just get a manicure every week, pedicure every other week. And whatever week I wasn't doing a pedicure, I'd get my eyebrows done. It was very regimented. But, you know, all of that fell off during the pandemic. And now, like, you know, they look pretty good. I just like, you know, I tweeze around the edges, but they're not shaped or anything. So, you know, the big, thick, messy caterpillar brows, like they can stay forever as far as I'm concerned, because I don't look unkempt.
An unruly brow is not the issue for me. It's that waxed into pain, sharp spikes. Yeah. Oh, it just hurts. It just hurts my head.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. But, you know, I'm not Margaret Qualley. It's one of the many ways you can tell. Brows is one. The list goes on.
New section alert. It's page 28's We Wear It. And what are they wearing? What thing are we going to discover this week on We Wear It, the new segment in Sassy? White t-shirts. Not just white t-shirts, so a whole bunch of white t-shirts. And get ready for these descriptions. Ribbed. Beefy. Soft. Thick. Ultra thick. V-neck. The V stands for very and roomy. These are all the type of t-shirt qualities that you can have according to We Wear It.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I didn't really think it until you said it, but you're right. These do sound like Pornhub categories.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
You have to put two together. Beefy, roomy.
Soft V-neck.
I like
V-neck.
A soft V-neck. Definitely.
Ribbed V-neck.
That's my favorite. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ultra thick, like, thick.
I'm kind of thick and roomy.
Oh my God. If you're single, please put that on your Tinder profile. Thick and roomy. I mean, I sense you're being sarcastic about like what a thing to care about white t-shirts, but like when you read these blurbs, there are so many considerations, and when you get a bad one, you know it.
Yeah.
Yes. I almost wrote a whole thing about how I can't get my favorite white t-shirt anymore because the store left this neighborhood, moved, and then tragically recently one of the owners of that store passed away. So they you can't even find this t-shirt anywhere, eBay, nothing. It's gone.
Wait, was the owner's name Haynes? Because if so, no. I got some good news
Mrs.
for you.
Haynes is still alive.
Was the owner's name Doc Charney?
I don't know what that means.
Oh, that's American Apparel guy.
Oh, no. Those, however, also alternative apparel and all of those. Yes. Then you have problematic perfect tees that have to go out. I like a nice, like, burnout tee, but also super soft. This place was called Common. The clothes were amazing, and their t-shirts were perfect.
How much are you paying for a white t-shirt that you like today?
Well, I just moved into finding vintage ones because that's the only way to get them soft enough, as you can see. So it varies on what it's going to look like. But a white t-shirt, I genuinely would probably pay $75 for a perfect white t-shirt.
Oh my God.
You know how much I pay for my white t-shirts? Like $6.
No.
Pops. What? No. You don't pay $6 for a t-shirt either.
If I make my own t-shirt, if I just make my own t-shirt, that's a white t-shirt, they cost me like, okay, not $6, like $10.
Okay.
For a blank.
The ones that you get through are through Method Store, by the way.
But if I like went to Target or something to get a shirt.
Oh. Like just
did you just see what Pam did when I get to Target to go to a shirt? This is what she did. Look away. Sigh.
I did look away.
All the muscles sort of was like curved back.
Okay.
Here I am with the fucking foil.
I would like to say, bought new clothes for my kid yesterday. She's 12. Just have to fast fashion for her because it has to be super soft. No tags, whole thing. No seams.
Just like $60 for her, right?
No, because we get her like a genuine $6 t-shirt because mm-hmm. she's going to do the beefy move immediately, which is pull the shirt over her knees, stretch it all the way out. You hear every seam go. And then she decides, but she's right. Look at this teeny thing. They sent, this is a large for a 12-year-old.
That's not it large.
It says it right on here. Large for 10 to 12-year-olds. Look at how small this is.
I'm agreeing with you. That's
I know.
It's appalling that they would call that a large.
So this is why we start from the very beginning not being able to get what we can clearly see we're supposed to receive in fashion. Mm-hmm. And now here we are looking for the thick and roomy.
I mean, I'll just fact check on Dave. If he was getting a plain white t-shirt to wear under, you know, a dress shirt for an event just so he didn't, you know, sweat through it or whatever, you would buy a $6 shirt from Target. But when you're buying a shirt that has something, you know, something on it, mm-hmm. like a fashion mm-hmm. shirt, you don't pay $6 for it, but you don't pay $75 either.
Look, I learned about these great shirts because you sent me one from Imogene and Willie.
Yes.
And now I have a bunch of these t-shirts, mm-hmm. including like the Dirty South and the Austin one, because they're great. Yep. And they're made of a really great fabric. And I just want you to see just the plain white tee, $56.
Mm-hmm. Well, don't tell Dave that because I got him one. Now he knows.
Jesus Christ, he says. That's where all your hard-earned work goes.
Wait. That was me doing Pam from 2 minutes ago.
It's gonna last longer than the Target outfit. The Target tee will not last long. You'll be buying five of them.
Yeah, okay, but like, here's the thing. I'm gonna have a shirt that's gonna turn into a crusty armpit situation before the shirt itself is going to die of natural causes. So mm-hmm. I don't need longevity in a shirt. It's not like what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to make my boobs look nice. And that mm-hmm. is harder than going to Target and grabbing the $6 bag of t-shirts.
No, you just get a normal shirt, but you get that.
Don't yell at me.
You get that.
Don't yell at me, Dave. Okay. This is not our first fight time.
You just get a regular white t-shirt for $6 and you just go to one of those iron-on places and they put that iron-on from the 70s at the two hands grabbing your boobs. And everybody's going to notice your boobs.
Perfect.
Jeez, this is a good, cheap solution for everything. That tops will cost you $22 with the iron on.
All right. I'll just say, first of all, under Rumi, they misspell simoleons.
Tisk, tisk.
And I'll give a recommendation for anyone else like me who is a plus-size boob haver. The Bella Blanks, if you're ordering a shirt, Bella women's t-shirt, like, is a good cut, good length. This is always my problem, including from Imogene and Willie, is when I get a shirt, if it fits my boobs, then it's often too long and I have to do like my own, I have to cut it up myself. And there just has to be a better way. So I appreciate that they were trying to do it.
You should start your own t-shirt for big boob havers. Call it Capital Knockers.
Do you mean like Bella and Canvas?
Yes.
Yes. That's what we made our My Year of Dick shirts in.
Mm-hmm.
They do have a nice length.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow. Controversial. Oof. Just one beauty feature this month. It is your 10 biggest skin problems annihilated. Very aggressive language, in my opinion.
But it truly is just problem, and then there's solutions such as, you know, my nose pores are oily, what's the best pimple killer, etc. So I just had a few that I pulled out. The third, I have large pores, especially near my nose. How can I keep them from getting bigger? And one of their solutions is go see a facialist. And, you know, we complain about this occasionally where they're like, just go do this thing. Go to the health food store and spend all this money that you don't have. The idea of going to a facialist when I was a teenager, absurd. Never.
It's called the dermatologist. Yes.
I think I've only gotten two facials in my life as an adult with a job. Like, this is not something that was on the radar for me as a teenager. But they also recommend, if you have large pores, they talk about Retin-A, the topical drug. And when I was getting really bad outbreaks in my 30s, I was prescribed Retin-A, and it was the scariest thing I ever had. Just Retin-A, you know, cream. It made my skin so red and so flaky. It was the worst. And if you also have bad skin in your 30s or older, Proactiv was recommended to me by a coworker who probably felt bad for me because my face was falling off at work, and it really worked. So I'm not sponsored by Proactiv, but if they wanted to make me a spokesperson, I would. Problem number four, I've read that moisturizer is necessary for everyone with skin. I know I don't need moisturizer on my oily nose, but should I use it where my skin is normal? And they say, actually, the dermatologist we consulted says not everyone needs to use moisturizer. What? This is like the most shocking thing I've ever heard. But I might try to go moisturizer free for a week because I always get super shiny on my forehead and my nose. Pam, you're going to be shocked and appalled. You're going to call in a wellness check for me. But I, even as a 78-year-old woman, might not need moisturizer.
I'm excited for your experiment because This whole feature was about shit that I never have to deal with.
Right.
At all. Like, I'm like, oh my God, I can't even imagine being like, but not my nose. Like, don't touch the nose. Like, all of it. Feels so. I felt bad for all of these. Maybe it's the annihilated part, but it's written like, God, you fucked up, kid, right? You're going to need some of this. It's so many chemicals and acids and pores and Retin-A. This feels like doctors are getting involved with the situation. And so I support you. I think it's great that maybe you don't need moisturizer. I can't actually go 4 minutes without moisturizer, or my nose flakes, my lips fall off, and it hurts to think. Like, my forehead hurts, so I've got to get, I always have just a little of this ready to go.
Ooh, on camera.
Wow.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, you're
I grabbed glowing. The wrong one. That was glamorous.
That was glycol.
Oh, no, my bear spray.
Oh, olive oil. Oh, no, she's walking into a big cauldron. Ah, oh, Bugs Bunny's cutting up carrots.
Always rehearse the bit, you guys. She just sprayed sunscreen right into my eyes.
Well, that's it for Listen to Sassy.
Next time!
Been great.
Oh, my God.
I think we can move on.
It says medicated. What's SPF 50?
Oh my God. Wow.
Well,
why do you have it on your desk? How sunny is your office?
Because sometimes your kids running by like, bye mom, I'll be outside for 7 hours, and you're like,
oh, okay.
On their feet and their arms before they leave. But also, this stuff's great. It is great. I just don't, I shouldn't put it in my eyes. Oh God.
Okay.
Oh no. Fuck. Here we go.
About face.
Ba-na-na.
It's all about things for your face, including faraway smells, which is a subheading that they decided to actually go to print with.
Yeah.
Maybe a four-year-old wrote it and nobody corrected it. Anyways.
Big not this, but this energy with faraway smells. We'll come back to it. Oops.
Even how small it is.
What is it about? Is it about somebody who can fart from across a room and make you smell it in 2 seconds? No, it's far away, as in lands you have never been to. Smells, I guess, are supposed to be things that are nice. Here's some perfumes that'll make you smell, to use their terminology.
I like that you wrote, anyways, I'll give you some faraway smells.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More products for a pretty planet. Redken offers their hair care stuff in refillable containers. Cosmosol has the first alcohol-free hairspray, which is better for the air, I guess. And finally, Sebastian has started shipping all its products in biodegradable unbuttered popcorn. Remember when companies thought they should do stuff like this? Because they really have all stopped. Like, I remember the shipping. I mean, I guess they're not using popcorn peanuts anymore, really. But I feel like those plastic bubbles aren't really much better. They're not recyclable.
Oh, like actual. Okay, now I understand what that means. They popped popcorn.
Yes.
And then that's what they were storing.
Yes, that's what they were using instead of styrofoam popcorn peanuts.
What a weird smell your mail has.
Well, it's unbuttered. It probably doesn't smell like anything.
That'd be great if you could choose what kind of popcorn you wanted, though.
Yeah. You know? Kettle corn.
Yeah. Barbecue. Yeah. Yeah.
You know what? They popped it in that Jiffy Pop from Real Genius. That's the only way that's what the factory looks like. Just like a bunch of those. How do they make that much popcorn in a day, Sebastian? Where is this? A wig you can live with.
Fembot.
Speaking of...
Fembot.
Yeah, the Fembot is back with her wig. If you're into this whole wig thing, praise be to Henry Margoux and his demi wig, an easier to wear hairpiece designed to be worn a few inches back from your hairline, held in place with an Alice band. It's very, I am a roadie for Aerosmith, but in this picture in particular. But Henry Margoux still makes wigs. And I just think that's neat when they're like, just doing the one thing still. Nobody knows who we are, but we're the ones who do it. Thank you. We're Henry Margoux.
Yep.
Cool.
As a wig sometime user, would you wear this wig?
Yeah. I mean, not in this color. I couldn't possibly. But yes, if I could just do this and go with an Alice band. Because what I can't do are these dumb baseball hat extension things. You know, where the wig is coming out of the hat. It's like a whole thing.
No.
You haven't seen? Wait. Oh, gosh.
It's a wig, but you have to have a hat on to wear the wig. What's the point of having it?
The hat is the wig.
Yeah, but like...
Look, now I'm just typing words into the document. Hold on one second. Let me go back over here to this really expensive t-shirt I just pulled up for you.
You're wearing a wig, so you have fabulous hair, and it has a built-in hair hider. That's what they should call it.
First of all, they're called head covers. Here's one. Let me get you another one. Your beloved Timu sells them. Oh, did you disable the chat? What happened?
No, the chat's still there.
Why did the chat go away? Oh, it went somewhere else. Oh, that's so strange. It's not letting me send you these chats. Hold on. Sorry, please pause. It's because I went to Timu. Undo, y'all. Just undo.
Today on Grandma Use the Internet.
My God. If you could see what's happening here, it's so dumb.
He's asking for my credit card number now.
There you go.
Can you get, like, it's in my
so
purse.
Stupid.
It's, yeah, on
it's
the kitchen
so
table. Also, I'm going to need my social insurance.
Oh, 16
ads.
No.
16 ads to go to Timu.
No.
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 That's dumb.
That's
no,
really
she
dumb.
Says. Well.
This is the only use case for this. You're a women's PGA pro golfer, and you've also had chemo treatments. That is like the only type of person that's allowed to buy these.
Well, it's a whole thing. I've seen them on the internet, and I haven't gotten one because they look so...
Because they have no dubious health benefits?
They also... Thank you. Yes. those... A perfect burn. I cannot recover from that one.
Helps keep away spiders. Anti-spider technology is built into every head cover.
It's because in a hair hat, I'm going to look like this costume here. And yes, because it has no dubious health benefits.
Oh, we got to move on.
Yes, I'm never going to get out of here.
Shave to save your skin. Sounds crazy, but in the winter, you know, you don't show your legs, so you might take a break on shaving them. They're saying if you have dry skin, it may benefit your GAMS to shave during the winter too, since the action of removing hair from your legs also takes off any dry, dead, flaky skin cells. Hey, you know what else does that? Cream. Like, if this is your issue, shaving your legs is really an overcorrection. And it's also very unsassy for them to be... Like, hey, shave your legs, Harry, instead of just
being like, you know, if you want to shave before your big party, you can. And if you don't, you don't have to, which is what their position was earlier. So, yeah, boo.
Get bunch a loofah. Of wolf mans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, get a loofah.
Yeah, get a loofah. The term shampoo comes from a Hindi word meaning to knead or to rub. Hmm. That is something I did not know. Thanks,
I don't think
Sassy.
I remember that either. Yeah, we learned.
Now we try it. This one is about foundations, many, many kinds of foundation. Another thing I don't really do too much of, but here is a picture of a girl in a cream, nice new creamy cardigan sweater, bent over with her hand on her shoulder, dipping her foundation. This is definitely how you're going to get makeup on your brand new clothes.
For sure.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. This is such an awkward pose. I think it's so silly looking. And not very sassy also. It's like, this picture is so silly.
Yeah, agree.
All these new pages, they're miscellaneous, like 10 little blurbs on under a section, like we try it and worn out and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Well, not worn out so much because it has a lot of photos, but they've standardized it along this all lowercase rounded font as the subheadings all sort of like mixed in with the actual copy, you know, like left to right, ragged, justified. And it's super boring and terrible. They really got to start breaking out of this. I realize, like, you know, it's somebody's new design Bible and they're keen to follow it, but they really got to start breaking some rules because it's really hard to tell what section you're in visually, which is something you could kind of do before better. What Now has taken a drop down in the how fun it is, but at least they're still adhering to some of the principles of that, you know, the shit 90 degree turned and, you know, different fonts here and there and stuff like that. But this is a snooze, and it looks like a mid-tier drugstore product design, you know, like it's you go to Shoppers Drug Mart or you know, whatever the hell, you're Walgreens in the States, and you're, you know, gotta buy mom some cream of some sort. It looks like this.
I agree, a lot of personality has been stripped with this redesign. The only one I wanted to highlight is Revlon's new complexion makeup. It's non-pore clogging, fragrance-free, and contains sunscreen. I feel like now all foundation has, like, all makeup for your face has sunscreen in it now. And if it doesn't, it should. This seems obvious to me.
Okay. I need to do all this. Dave's just going to make fun of me.
Well, now I have to hear it. What do you got?
Ah, it's just the moisturizer. It's just the foundation
I
use. It's
got how much for a bottle of that moisturizer?
Oh, well, you mean, well, that's the others. Okay. If I have to total up all three.
You can't buy it with money. You have to do the Sultan a special favor in order to get this jar of goo.
The middle one is $54.
Jesus.
The third one is $26. And let's find out. The first one, the tried and true, the little Revlon color stay, is $16. So all I don't use, so, you know, they have different jobs, and that middle one that is very expensive lasts a very, very, very long time. Yeah.
The Dr. Jart Plus? I thought Dr. Jart was outlawed in the 70s or 80s. Self high five. Right, that's it. All right, that's fine.
Next!
Yeah.
Next.
Zits and stuff. Oh, zits and stuff. Confusing bras is our first letter.
Three cups.
Some friends and I were talking, discussing one of the more embarrassing topics, bras. I'm not new to wearing one, but what is the difference between cross your heart, the kinds that have wires underneath the cups, strapless, etc.? Do you have to have a certain shape to wear these? Is there a difference? What are the benefits of each one? First of all, just wondering in Boston, fake letter. But also, like, anyone who wears a bra does not need to have explained what a strapless bra is for. It's kind of right there in the name. But I will say, they're suggesting that when you go shopping for bras, you should wear a clingy top so that you can see how it's going to look under clothes is good practice. Mm-hmm. And I'll also say the best tip I got, and this might be common knowledge, but when you try it on at the store, put it on the loosest hook because the band is going to stretch and you're going to need to use the smaller ones later after you've washed it in the washing machine the way they tell you not to do. Next, skin scarring, When I was 9 years old, I got the chicken pox. Stupid me picked them and ended up with several bad scars on my face. I am 18 and still being called crater face. Is there any way to get rid of my friends who call me that? Just kidding. chicken pox scars. This is me. I have a chicken pox scar right in the middle of my forehead. I'm touching this little divot right now. I've never thought about trying to get rid of it. But, you know, again, there's just the one. And I think it's sort of cute and gives my face personality. At least that's what I tell myself. It's certainly less disfiguring than the time that our late dog, Gordon, we miss him, pulled me down the stairs to try and eat a sprinkler at our place in L.A., and I hit my leg on a brick, like the walk of the in the front of the house. Ugh. And I still have a dip like in my bone from that incident. That's worse. If I could get collagen shot into that to make my leg look normal, I might consider
it. Well, you can just follow their advice and get it sanded down to the depth of everything else on your face. Like, I kind of imagine just like a metal grinder, you know, and like there's sparks coming off their face. And it was like, it can cost $1 billion in 1991 money.
Right.
It's crazy. Mm-hmm. And you're going to come out looking like a dark man without the bandages.
They give you just home dermabrasion kits now. They don't even, like, they don't even say go in and spend that money. Like, try it at home. Just put, it's a sandpaperer on your face. What could go wrong?
No, thank you.
Big ears. My ears stick straight out. I don't want to have plastic surgery, so is there a way I can wear my hair to make them less noticeable? Signed, Dumbo.
Stop calling yourself Dumbo. Step number one.
That's what they say.
Exactly what they said. And they said there's 12 million Americans walking around with their ears sticking out. Seems How did high. They get this figure? I'd that like really to seems know. High.
They're counting.
Who's
It's in the census.
Yeah. Big ears? ?
They just go out and go, who wants to sign this? And all the people who sign up had their ears sticking out, obviously could hear it better. And that's why it seems like it's a really high number.
Hispanic, Pacific Islander, big ears.
Yeah. Erie canal. They recommend these little things called earies to stick Adorable. Your ears to your head, Cynthia. And I was mm-hmm. like, let's see what they do now. They're still making these things. They're called ear pins, and there's a million of them. Mm-hmm. Has the best pictures of before and after, just like a girl with her ear out and a girl with her ear taped. And in the copy, it says, before application, it's pivotal to avoid moist conditions. So I'm all about ear pins. But then if you want to be jewelry about it, they have something called correctors, and you kind of pop it onto the cartilage, and it like bends your ear back. Whoa. And so if you're someone who likes to have 100 things on your ear anyway, it's kind of cool looking. I found one on Etsy. But I'm sure this isn't the only kind of corrector. And it looks like it really hurts. I'm going to say. I think it really probably hurts.
The corrector really sounds like a TV series from 1983. Yes. Starring a guy with black gloves on all the time.
When you go to the corrector, it does give you some important information that says, depending on the stiffness of your ear, it may cause pain or discomfort during the first weeks or months of use. It is months? Necessary that you use God. It according to the instructions you will receive. And then, I'm not even sure, this part made me nervous too. It is possible that marks may be seen due to the use of pliers or sandpaper, but this does not interfere with the function of the product. In any event, it's just a ear binder.
Wow.
So if you're into that kind of thing. That's how we're doing it now.
I love any time they're like, you got to keep using it until the nerve endings die, and then it won't hurt so much anymore.
Yeah. Jesus. You heard that. You heard me. That's what you say to him. Put it on. Now we get to vinegar rinse. Uh-huh. Just Wondering says, I read that women in the 19th century covered their faces with brown butcher paper soaked in apple cider vinegar. Should it be part of my daily regimen? Should it be part of my daily regimen for washing my face? I have oily skin that is very acne prone. Okay. First of all, some TikToker clearly told my husband about vinegar, and now it is his solution for fucking everything around here. Everything. There's apple cider vinegar in the house. There's capsules of it. Yeah. He's putting it on our laundry. I've got this one coat from Imogen and Willie that I splurged on. It costs 16 t-shirts, and it smells horrible. It smells horrible. I don't understand why it smells so bad. It's not old. We took it to the dry cleaners because I also don't want to just wash it and shrink it. Yeah. And Jason yesterday was like, time to give it the vinegar treatment. And I was like, keep it away. from my clothes.
Does he have a holster? Does he walk around like a cowboy? He's got like vinegar bottles in his holsters.
God, he just smells like a salad douche all walking around, just like. Anyway, you know, then I was like, what does this mean, though? So I looked up brown butcher paper soaked in apple cider vinegar. Mm-hmm. And the first thing I learned was they were like, oh, someone was talking about what she had researched about it. And she said, because I heard it in, you know, Jack and Jill, the nursery rhyme. And I was like, what? So after Jack and Jill fell down the hill, later versions add, up Jack got and home did trot as fast as he could caper, went to bed to mend his head with vinegar and brown paper.
Yeah.
Jill came in and she did grin to see his paper plaster. Mother Vex did whip her next for causing Jack's disaster. Never fails, beat a woman in everything old-timey. But then this lady was like, yes, yeah, so my mother taught me the old-fashioned renegade. My mother taught me the old-fashioned remedy for a bad temperature. Soak a strip of brown paper in vinegar and apply to the forehead. As the paper dries, the temperature decreases. Tried and tested. And I'm like, we're just not going to make it through this generation. This is what, where your kid's got 102 fever and your friend is like, have you tried vinegar on brown paper on his forehead? So that's where I went this morning, deep mm-hmm. into a vinegar rinse.
Well, help. On the topic of apple cider vinegar, it is also a Netflix original series that's dropping, will have dropped by the time you hear this. So you can listen that's to right. us talk about it on our Patreon, extrahotgreat.com/club. We'll put the link in the show notes.
Excellent. I can't wait to hear that.
Pore facts. I heard aww. That if you rub downward when you're applying makeup, it closes the pores so you don't get pimples. And when you wash your face, you should rub upward to open your pores. Does this really help keep you from getting pimples? Signed, anonymous. Answer, no, your pores are not Venetian blinds. I just love how mean and frank that is. But that is the kind of crazy thing that if someone told you, you might be like, oh yeah, that makes sense. Like how they tell you to apply your moisturizer up so that you don't drag down your droopy face. Then and Now also I feel like has been on hiatus for a while, but it's back with From Russia with Really, Really Bad Hair, Yekaterina won Queen of Europe, a modeling contest in her hometown of Moscow. And they have her before picture and their, you know, their usual shady selves describing how bad the makeover subject looked before. This is very bad, though. This is one of the worst befores. This is very, very damaged hair. I'm surprised they didn't cut it shorter, honestly, because, whew, that's a lot of split ends.
It's a great t-shirt she's wearing, though, in the before. I'd like to know who made that one.
Yep, great point.
Probably cost like 56,000 rubles, right?
this is worth it.
Her after is super cute, but I would love to know if it limited her options as a model because, you know, they yeah. like you to have long hair so they can do more things with it. And if she's just yeah. moving from Moscow to New York to try and make it, they might have fucked her over. Good luck.
They cut off so much hair, it removed her beauty mark.
Yep, it did knock the mole right off her. I was like, this is so mean. I'm sure she had her hair up for the pageant. They just did this, you know, made it messy before. And then I was able to find a lot of her photos from this pageant win. And yeah. No, that was her
this
hair.
After photo looks like she is actually like a bean bag with a human head. Because she's got a lace, I don't know what you call that.
It's crochet.
It's crochet, whatever, yeah, shirty cardigan. Type of thing. And everything mm-hmm. else is black and there's no shadow or highlight definition in the knees up to her chin pose that she's doing. So she just looks like a wobble. Like
you're
a,
right. Like a weeble.
Weeble, yeah, thank you. Can't knock her down. That's a good part.
We got ads. There weren't a lot of like real advertisers that there's a lot of repeats, so we're not going to be talking about the major ads. We're just going for the marginal stuff, starting with Sign O the Times. Our Do Not Disturb sign is perfect for hanging on your favorite hangout. 7 choice activities are printed on the sign. This is a sassy original. It's going to cost you $7.95. You might be, depending on where you point your pointer, beautifying myself, having an anxiety attack, talking on the phone, doing my homework, writing in my diary, reading Sassy, or breaking up with my boyfriend. I want this for my office. Thank you. I love it.
I want to get you this more than you know. Like the amount of times I just try to find like a surprise the internet with a who's selling a sassy thing. As if the sneak up will finally bring forth fruit. It doesn't.
No, no, it doesn't, sadly. This is also, of course, as we mentioned up top, the Sassiest Girl in America issue. And as part of that, they have a fake news report from Merry-Go-Round, the apparel store, which was the sole sponsor of this year's contest. Merry-Go-Round blitzed by Sassiest Girls, subhead, Ping Pong Enchanted. That's the only reason that I put it. It's because this is a new location at Merry-Go-Round. It's a three-story shop in the Empire State Building. And based on these photos, they have like a mini Empire State Building with King Kong climbing it inside the store.
Okay. And do they like climb up into his hand so they can be the Fay Wray?
I think he's a little small for that, sadly. Okay. But they also made them all put on the same outfit. And some of them are rocking it and some of them aren't. And it's a good thing for them that those pictures are very small. But you can see that in the visual aids.
Looks like a medium successful cult from these photos.
Yeah. Yes, it does.
Blood for Kong. Next one, page 79. We're starting to deal with those little tiny cheapo ads in the back. It's boyfriend rap, 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 rap. Boyfriend rap. Join the trend. Relate, innovate, participate. 1-900-446. Boys, $2 a minute, yo.
I wrote that.
Yeah. How many times did you call boyfriend rap, Pam?
And were you crying?
I didn't have to call it. I wrote for it. I worked it. That's actually my phone number. It was, you just called me up. And I'd be like, is he cute? Do you want to take? I didn't have to. And then you would call, actually, and you would hear me go.
Oh, no.
And then he said, we were better off as friends. And I had my phone numbers crossed.
Mm-hmm.
This is my favorite. This is one of my favorite shitty ad pages we've ever had with
it's
boyfriend rap. Poetry contests galore. Mm-hmm. The Jingle My Bells boxer shorts.
Yep. Dave had those highlighted as well.
Yeah. Very crude first draft outline of boxer shorts. You can get one that says Jingle My Bells with the bells down below. Mm-hmm. Or you can get the 12-incher question mark boxer shorts.
The ruler glows
in the dark.
The ruler glows in the dark.
These are some Spencer's shorts.
Yeah.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. Oh, God. You mail it to Optimistic Inc. Yep.
Bless them. They were.
Then you can just send a letter to REM Dead Letter Office, or we're looking for someone like you in the upper right corner. The Production Network of London, TM, says, imagine yourself jumping on the jet plane and flying out for an all-expense-paid photo shoot, a $15,000 value on sunny and exotic locations. There's a picture of last year's winner. It says she won. She's from Poland. I looked her up. I think I found her Instagram. But what's important to note is what you send to the Production Network of London, TM, in Chicago, Illinois, surprise twist, is at least one photograph, a short biography, and $25. Mm-hmm. The fee includes key secrets on how to get into top modeling agencies. Entry deadline 25th of each month. So I don't know. This is such a scam. This is such a sad scam, but it is one of the more expensive scams I've seen back here. And again, this is for young women. And I find that you could say no to some of these ads. That's all I'm saying, Sassy. This one's rough. This one's rough.
$25. What if I told you I got a solicitation yesterday from a journalist who wanted me to try to get into a list of top podcasters on the Chicago Weekly, very prestigious list, obviously, for 10 podcasters uplifting and motivating audiences. If that's not me, I don't know who is, would be a 200 to 250 word paragraph. And it would only cost me, do you want to guess?
Oh my gosh. Is it a t-shirt?
More than a t-shirt.
Oh my gosh, how much is it?
$500.
Jeez.
Who's doing this?
Oh man.
Shocking. And yet, not so shocking, I suppose. Depressing, maybe the word. On page 81, more fractional ads at the top of the jump line of another story. I just love this one. Beautiful! It's the top of the ad. And the illustration is a hand holding a mirror, and in the mirror reflected is not a beautiful face. It's three question marks. So, like, dear Riddler, we want you to apply to this modeling contest. And it's the same thing. Send $8 and two photos to Mirror Mirror in Northside Station, Atlanta. Photos returned with evaluation certification. I bet it says you're beautiful and you just need to pay for classes to get even more beautiful still.
That's probably true, but this sounds horrible. Like, when I read it, I was like, "Who? I would never do this." And first of all, it does say, are you absolutely gorgeous? How about beautiful, pretty, attractive, or even the dreaded cute?
This is like that news radio joke.
Honestly, let our panel of Hollywood-trained beauty experts and prize-winning photographers tell you for sure in complete privacy. This is awful. Mm-hmm. Awful. Photos returned with evaluation certification. Oh my gosh. This is, are you hot or not? Snail mail. This is snail mail.
Are you gorgeous, pretty with great hair, beautiful, pretty, and tall? Attractive was not in that episode of News Radio, but cute, of course, is. Cute is pretty and short and or hyperactive, like Beth. Exotic, ugly. This month's diary is titled, I Like Trees as Much as the Next Guy, But, and it is the story of how they went to a retreat and Neil was supposed to take pictures. And guess what, you guys? Neil fell down on the job. But that's not the point. She describes all of them going to this retreat, all 17 of us in a little cabin in the woods for 3 days, tearing apart last year's issues, then tearing apart Neil's sketches for the redesigned pages you see in this issue. Scribbling story ideas all over a big 1991 calendar, trying to decipher teen magazines from France and Japan, renting videos, Dirty Dancing, the classic She and April Fool's Day, people sharing beds, Neil getting up early to cook, driving into town to get supplies. This should be a fantasy camp that Jane Pratt offers through her new newsletter, because all of this sounds like fucking heaven to me. There's no part of this I don't like other than that Neil is there. Like, truly, this sounds incredible. I'm so jealous.
Did you see lately there's some reel that was making the rounds about a friend who did like a cozy going away for her friends that they went to a camp? You were not to talk all day. You must do cozy activities during the day, whatever that means to you. Mm-hmm. Then they gather for a meal and then they play games all night. Perfect.
That's, I mean, heaven, truly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Say what? The first one is in response to their pop culture feature where they went shopping with Kim and Thurston from Sonic Youth, and we won't relitigate, you know, him being terrible. But this is a story from a fan who says they were going to just hang out outside of a club that was only over 18, just so that they could try to hear songs from, you know, the curb. And then they ran into Kim and Thurston ahead of time and they snuck them in and like dedicated the first song to them, autographed their sneakers. This is lovely. This is such a dream fan story. I'm so happy to read it. Adorable.
It was great. It starts with, this magazine is too sporny for words. And is this a real word? Even the internet was like, it's Polish? I don't. Is it an old sassy term I don't remember?
No, sporny? I think they're just trying to get it going. That was my guess.
Thanks, Francesca.
It didn't. Yeah, seriously. The model in Coatings, November, was sitting on the beach with no footprints around her. How did they get her there? The answer today would be Photoshop, but apparently what they did, they joke that we used a big crane. Just kidding. The photographer asked the model to take a big giant step into the frame and mess up the sand as little as possible. Neat. Photo magic. Happy and unhappy tofu eaters, thank you for your article on vegetarianism. I'm writing to let people know how important it is to eat properly. Shortly after altering my diet, I came down with mono. I suffered for 7 months. They found it was due to lack of vitamins, especially protein and iron. Whoever told you that, your mom, was wrong. You can't get mono that way. It's a viral infection.
I feel like it went the other way around. Mom, I completely altered my diet. I have mono because of the vegetables. That's the doctor said. It's the vitamins, protein, iron. I'm sorry. It was definitely the vegetables that gave me mono.
You're right.
Look, I put it in the magazine.
Shut up, Mike. Here's letter number 9 for Spike to blush at. Blah, blah, blah about Spike. Mikey, babe, we really don't think it is necessary for you to be spewing your opinions of musicians you hate. Our prime examples, how you called Nelson Milli Vanilla, criticizing John Cougar Mellencamp, and smashing a Vane CD. We listen to metal, rap, country, everything. All artists are to be taken seriously, except New Kids on the Block, mind you. Well, you kind of undermined your argument there, Sylvester.
Yeah. What a cunt.
Toad secretion update. We were waiting for it. Wow. I read some people lick toads. You can only purchase this toad at a pet shop. Okay, I don't know where else they think people are getting toads. Or in Africa. You can't just lick any toad off the street. You can also boil the toad in water and let all his secretions and body oils boil out of him. Then let the water cool and drink it. I have no idea how this got started. Which part? What are you talking about? This is crazy.
Have you boiled a toad today, sir?
That guy went on to become Marilyn Manson.
They're going to say went on to become mayor of his town. Like, no, that tracks.
Or Toad the Wet Sprocket.
That's right. You leave him and all of them out of this. They're perfect still to this day. But speaking of what people went on to, Tim Verthane is the writer of our next letter. To the editors, it is with great pleasure that I enclose the Saddle Shoe Appreciation Society of America Award for the Advancement of Saddle Shoe Wearing in America for Sassy Magazine. You receive this award for your layout entitled Anytown USA in your October 90 issue. It says, since its inception in 1989, this award has been presented to only 3 magazines. Again, enjoy your award. I am sure this man sent this award in, and it made me try to find out who else could have possibly won this award. And what I learned is Tim Verthane currently owns and curates and runs the world's smallest record store with his daughter up in Minnesota. So, you know what? Stay quirky. I love it, Tim. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Cute.
We have letters on your dates from hell. And the second letter says, your Karen's article was really gear fab.
The hell is happening? Is it sporny? Is this a real word? What's going on? Both of those
it was really
are
gear fab.
Okay. They just stuck together. Gypsy from Bedford, Texas, stuck together two Beatles era slang terms. Gear and fab just mean cool. But I've never, this is the first time I ever saw them like as a compound word.
Yeah, gear fab sounds like the name of a 3D printer company.
Yes.
Yes. I had to return my gear fab. Oh, well, thanks.
Finally, Inside Out, this is where they're trying out a bunch of different functions of their brand new computer program they're designing the magazine on for the very first time. And it's a bunch of goofy shit. Neil is heavily represented. At least this is part of his job. But I made sure that we highlighted this because I need Dave's thoughts.
That wasn't my thoughts. That was just something that was coming out of me. My insides were coming out, if you know what I mean.
Very sporgy.
So this is, I would put $100 down that this is either PageMaker or Quark Express, given the time period. Everybody goes through this whenever they have a new design tool or they're new to the hobby, which is you like to use every tool in your toolbox, whether you should or you shouldn't.
And, yeah.
Photography is the same way. It's like, oh, I can put all the filters on this one. Like, well, you shouldn't, but you know. You'll learn that eventually. This is sort of emblematic of that first week with the new program where you're like, I got to do everything. It's got, I don't know how I'm going to do automatic footer page numbers, but I need it. But yeah, this is a dog's breakfast of a page. And I can't get mad at it, but
yeah, this is the bit.
Yeah, it's a bit. But also, it did make my eyes hurt, which, you know, is the point, but also is annoying at the same time. So, you know, well done.
And that's it. Whee! This time, it's the January 1991 slumber party. We'll be catching up on the December 1990 quiz, How Wasteful Are You? And taking the January 1991 quiz, How High Is Your Self-Esteem? Probably pretty low once I find out how wasteful I am. We'll also be playing some of your latest calls, so get them in at 720 Sassy Go. My plug this week, I really had to reach back to find something that was in any way sassy adjacent, and it's this, my review of Going Dutch, my new favorite show, not really, but kind of, starring Gen X icon Dennis Leary. We'll link it in the show notes. You can find it at Cracked.
And I'm linking the Oscar-nominated Instruments of a Beating Heart. This is by Emma Ryan Yamazaki, and it is, for all of you band kids out there like Tara, it is about a second grader who really wants to get a part in this orchestra that is welcoming the first graders to their new school. It is so good. I'm still crying.
Okay,
I'll never stop.
Also is the prequel to a Yes Song. You can follow Tara at Tara Ariano. You can follow Pam at Pam. That was a terrible joke. At Pamela Ribbon. You can follow the show at Listen to Sassy. I think most of those things work on Blue Sky, maybe Instagram. Mm-hmm. I forget what we're still on.
In
basically,
both those
everything's
places.
Going to shit. Next time, might be just on Pigeon Mail. Who knows? Terrible out there. You can support us on.
Yes, go ahead. Sorry.
You can support us on Patreon. It's $5 a month. Keeps the lights on here at Listen to Sassy. And then you get the full PDFs of the issues that we're talking about, access to our Discord, early episode drops, a whole bunch of great perks like that. Go to listentosassy.com/club to join. Support your indie podcast. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we don't ask you for $20 just to tell you that you're pretty. You can also call us. Our hotline is 720-SASSY-GO. Actually, Dave, we should just charge them $20
and we'll tell them that they're pretty.
This is a very good idea.
Yeah.
Leave us a voicemail about the show or the magazine. We may play it on a future episode. You can find all kinds of information, links to our visual aids, and contact info for us at listentosassy.com. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.
You got that right, buddy.